Blood is the Sky by Steve Hamilton. Chapter 1. I saw a lot of fires when I was a cop in Detroit. I was supposed to help secure the scene and then get the hell out of the way. But sometimes I'd stick around and watch the firefighters doing their work. I saw some real battles, but when they were done, the buildings would always be standing. That was the thing that got to me. The windows would be blown out, and maybe there'd be a big hole in the roof, but the building would still be there. Years later, I watched a Lake Superior storm taking down a boathouse. When the storm let up, there was nothing left but a concrete slab covered with sand. It wasn't surprising. Anyone who lives up here knows that water is stronger than fire. Water wins that one going away. But at least water cleans up after itself. It does the job all the way. When water destroys, it makes everything look new. It can even be beautiful. Fire doesn't do that. When a fire is done, what's left is only half destroyed. It is charred and brittle. It is obscene. There is nothing so ugly in all the world as what a fire leaves behind, covered in ashes and smoke, and a smell you'll think about every day for the rest of your life. That's why I had to start rebuilding the cabin. Maybe I was fooling myself, but it was something I had to do. Even though the days were getting shorter, even though the pine trees were bending in the cold October wind, no man in his right mind would have started rebuilding then. So, of course, I did. I had already taken away most of the old wood, those logs that would have lasted another 300 years if they hadn't burned. I had hauled them away along with the pipes burned black and the bed frames twisted by the heat. There was nothing now.